The National Road Safety Commission says it welcomes the recommendation by the Roads and Transport Committee of Parliament to government to implement the towing levy. According to the commission, it is now waiting for the decision to become fully operational. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Director of Communication at the Road Safety Commission, Kwame Twahene, said some of the nagging issues that greeted the initial implementation process have been ironed out.
Well, I think that is in order. I, as a road user, I am confronted by the risk all the time, times where you find a difficulty in getting the service. So if the decision is that a solution is in sight, I should feel excited about it. As a safety practice, I think the biggest duty I have to the state as an institution is to help manage the extent of traffic fatalities. We have said that 21% of fatal crashes are counted, are traced to these incidents. So if there's a solution that will lessen the burden and improve the safety situation, I should be happy about it. So, essentially, whatever options that they have come from Parliament, which provide some solutions that is imminent, is available, confront us every day. I think we welcome it. Would have too much of an issue with it. I think that if you monitor public sentiment, much as some are beginning to appreciate the rationale, there are still pockets of.
You are the Director of Communication at the Road Safety Commission, Kwame Itwahene.
Still on the road towing levy, Communications Manager at the Road Safety Management Service Limited, Roland Walker, says the report by the Transport Committee of Parliament is a welcome news to reducing carnage on the country's road. He said a number of towing companies have been brought on board for this venture. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Walker said the move by Parliament is a step in the right direction.
We welcome the recommendations of the Parliamentary Select Committee on Roads and Transport. Indeed, they met the various stakeholders, including us, and I believe that their conclusions were the result of the various intersectorial stakeholder activities and meetings that were convened and undertaken. We have the responsibility to be the lead strategic partner. But again, we have to emphasize that we're not working alone, and there's no way Road Safety Management Services is going to work alone on the project. We are supposed to work with other towing companies within the industry. As a result, no one that has any form of activity as far as towing and other road safety activities within the sector concerned will be sidelined in the project. And that has had great impact in what the Road Safety Commission wants to implement with proper oversight responsibility through an implementation committee, which has given key indicators of which they are benchmarked by which the various companies will have to work by.
When is this levy finally going to be in operation?
As far as we're concerned, the report of the Committee on Roads and Transport, which is advisory to the Minister of Transport, says that after September. So we are ready. We'll make sure that we complement the public education efforts of the National Road Safety Commission.
Communications Manager at the Road Safety Management Services Limited, Roland Walker, talking to Cynthia Boateng.
Still on the levy, the Head of Education, Research and Training at the Motor Transport and Traffic Department, MTTD, DSP Alexander Obing, says the Parliamentary Select Committee on Roads and Transport took the right decision in approving the towing levy. Speaking to Radio Ghana, DSP Obing urged all to support the levy to help reduce carnage on the roads.
So far as police is concerned, we are focusing on the objective of the whole concept of removal of obstruction on our roads that pose danger to lives and property. And therefore, if the state want to use this funding approach in order to get the needed logistics, equipment, personnel, time, energy, and skill to partner Motor Traffic and Transport Department and other stakeholders to deliver towing services, so be it, so that in the end, the state will be in a state of readiness to support herself and all individuals that may be stranded on highway, either because they have been involved in crashes or they have physical or mechanical defects with their vehicle and are stuck, let's say, to be ready to and willing and capable to assist by removing such obstruction timely so that there won't be or it will not pose risks to others, as we have observed in the past, where a lot of these vehicles, because they were not removed in real time, led to preventable collision and deaths and injuries and damage.